Republican primary voters in Michigan and Arizona will be going to the polls today, casting their votes for their favorite candidate. All eyes are on Michigan since Mitt Romney grew up in that state and his father was once governor there. It's expected to be a battle between Romney and Rick Santorum. I'm Kelly Blyer, and I talk with OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster about today's important contests. Our conversation is the focus of today's Live Take 5.
They're important in a sort of make or break sense, especially for Mitt Romney. It would be an extreme embarrassment if he couldn't carry his own home state. And looking at the polls right at the moment, that is a toss-up. I mean, all of the polls are within the margin of error. Arizona, not so important as a primary battleground. Mitt Romney's up by double digits, and it looks like he'll take the state. What's interesting is that, and we've talked about this before, Kelly, because of the nature of Republican primaries and the turnout, the folks who turn out in those primary elections, in order to rack up percentage points with conservatives, severe conservatives, as Mitt might put it, in the state of Arizona, both he and Rick Santorum have run very far to the right on immigration issues, it being Arizona. So they may win Arizona at the price of putting themselves at a severe disadvantage in the general election. So the significance of Arizona becomes it may be sort of a Pyrrhic victory for the Romney campaign.
Romney was leading in Michigan until Santorum's victories a couple weeks ago in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. Santorum then surged in the polls in the Wolverine state, but Romney's numbers have come back in the last week. It's going to be a battle between the two.
Well, part of what happened is that Rick Santorum has been able to mobilize and energize his conservative base in Michigan by making what appear to be really, really problematic statements like John Kennedy's speech on separation of church and state makes him sick, and that Obama's recommendation everybody don't go to college makes him a snob, not to mention that both he and his opponent, Mitt Romney, opposed the bailout of the automobile industry in the automotive state. But Rick Santorum has been able to energize his base. At the same time, Mitt Romney, you know, the more I watch Mitt Romney, the more I think that the poor guy just doesn't seem very comfortable in his own skin. He doesn't come off as very authentic, or he comes off as authentically out of touch.
Where is this race going? We'll discuss that after the break. Live Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. The problem is the Republicans run to the right in the primaries and have to head to the center for the general election to attract independents.
The great paradox of the Republican Party in 2012 is that they desperately hunger to defeat Barack Obama and get him out of the White House at the end of 2012. But the same token, in order to do that, they're going to have to appeal to the very voters they may be turning off by their primary election campaign. It's a paradox that they're having to deal with.
So voters will have the final say today when they go to the polls. Neither Romney nor Santorum will be out after today's races, but Jim Foster warns the Michigan race is important.
I think symbolically it will have a significant effect if Mitt Romney can't pull it out or doesn't pull it out by very much, by two or three percentage points. What's going to be big is March, specifically the 11 events on March 6th. And then the several events the following week on the 13th. That probably won't be decisive. I'm not sure what's in the future for the Republican Party convention in Tampa. It's not likely it's going to be brokered. It's even less likely it's going to be open. But it's certainly not going to be decided by March 6th. What will happen by March 6th is I think that Newt will really be out of the picture, and it will be even more neck and neck.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.